Hey, here we go. It is 12:08, and the WCCO Radio 100th birthday party is still going somewhere. It is still going somewhere.
Man.
We're here. That's Susie Jones. I'm Chad Hartman. Here is Dave Harrigan. We'll be here till 3. Jason DeRussia will follow us. And Twins play. No. Twins are done. We are the home of the Twins. I think the World Series starts in a month. I mean, the break is way too long. It was an enormous night in the history of this radio station, and I'm not being hyperbolic, right? This radio station, 100 years old, earlier this month, we've honored it. Brad Lane did a fabulous job with 100 great moments. I'm still devastated that the overrated song was 101. I mean, Dave, are you? I'm not over it, by the way. Are you, Dave?
I'm not happy about it, but I'm at peace.
You're at peace.
I'm at peace that, you know, a lot of people just want to keep things down that they don't understand.
Yeah, that's it. Fine. They're haters. They're haters. So this is a legendary radio station, which has made an impact for a long time, and numerous talented people and incredibly loyal listeners, right? So we had an event last night, which celebrated the radio station. We patted ourselves on the back. That's what it was. It basically was, listen to how great we are. that was a bit. It was at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Mm-hmm. They did a very fine job. And we're going to review some of the events.
Okay.
Now, I will say we had to go a little early. I brought my closest friend, my ex-wife, right? She, Kathleen.
Who is beautiful, by the way.
Of course she is. She's,
I mean, not that she wouldn't be, but.
Yeah, no, she's a beautiful person inside and outside. And my father and my ex-wife were extraordinarily close.
Oh.
They loved each other. Absolutely. My father one time said, I mean, our divorce was not smooth. I know one particular person I blame for that. I will not name that person's name. And it's not Kathleen. My father once told me, God, this divorce, I know it's tough for you guys. It's way harder for me.
Ah, Sid. Funny.
Again, none of that surprises anybody that's either heard him or read him or absolutely knows him. But my father and Kathleen were extraordinarily close. Mm-hmm. And so she said, can I go? And, of course, Q's going to go. So if you're at an event like that and you got a lot of radio show hosts who like to talk about themselves – and others, you knew it was going to go long. I put the over under at 11:15. That's what I put the over.
It was under, right? We made it under 11.
Well, I see here. I'm going to tell you, I left because Kathleen's car broke down yesterday.
Ugh,
I'm not making it up. The plan was for Kathleen to drive separate because Monday's my day with Q.
Yeah,
and so we would meet her there, and then at some point when he was tired. That they would take off. Well, her car broke down.
Oh.
Right? And we don't live the Susie life. We don't have, you know, five other cars waiting to go as backup. So we're
chauffeurs.
There. And I mentioned last week, Q had his first seizure in a long time. And, last Thursday, just awful. And it takes him about a week to get back. So at about 9:15, his head was going down.
Mm.
And then he told us his feet were hurting because apparently the shoes were too small. And I'm not putting him in an Uber.
No.
From Chanhassen.
No.
Right? So after your segment, because that's what I'm calling the new segment, the Susie segment, we left. And at that point, I thought it was very, very good. I did hear Jordana today say that she arrived home at 11:30. You also ducked out early.
I made it till about 10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay. So you took your teeth out and you headed home and watched Gunsmoke.
Yeah. I am still not feeling great, but I should probably get a little sleep tonight.
So
yeah.
I knew if anybody was going to stay till the end, I'm looking at her.
Oh, yeah.
There was not a shred of doubt that you were going to swear, and you did.
I did.
And then you pointed right at me when you swore.
I did.
And I encouraged you. And that you would have the lampshade on, so to speak. That you would be bringing people together, and you were a social butterfly, and you were going all around. So Why don't you give your full assessment of the night?
Gosh, that is a...
All praise and all warts included. Let's go full on Susan K. Jones.
Listen, I thought it was tremendous. I thought it probably was a little long. I actually had a chance this morning to talk to Wayne Kostrowski of Taste of Minnesota, and or Taste of the End. You know, he does the taste. And he said, sitting in the audience watching it, he was there till the end. He said, I know, he said, what struck me watching it was that for us to be in the audience, seeing how much you guys love each other. Like, up on, I mean,
that's because Adam wasn't there.
No, but Hugs and Wendy Paulson and Amy Mousy and I said Natalie Bischoff. I mean, so many people I saw. I felt like Jenny Berg was there, and it felt like a reunion. It felt like a wedding to me. I learned a lot about the station I didn't know. Some great video.
Yeah,
you know, with old
really
stuff.
Good old
yeah.
stuff video
history.
Yep.
I thought everybody.
I thought
did.
When your sex tape popped up, I was a bit surprised. But it was at a point in the night where it was kind of hit a lull.
Yeah, right. We needed a little pick me up.
Yep.
Point is, I was a little even disappointed as it came to the end because when Roger Strom and Tim Russell and Dave Lee and Mike Lynch got the floor with Vanita, those guys are hysterical and they really have some goofball stories.
Yep.
About their time here.
Sure, absolutely.
I thought Denny did a nice job of talking about all the people he met here, like Maynard Spies and all these really, really true legends.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're
just kind of hacks. I feel like a hack.
Yeah.
But, you know, Halsey Hall and those guys that truly were remarkable broadcasters as this station was in its heyday. So I thought that was neat for Steve to pay tribute. I thought Don Shelby... paying tribute to Jeff McKinney. Jeff McKinney was a very, very talented, grouchy, mean old son of a...
Yeah, not your guy.
No.
Not your guy.
No.
But talented, smart, really was an essential part of Don's show.
And
it was a borderline co-host.
It really was. And when they wrote that book together, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So there were so many things that were so special. And so I don't know that I could take one, but I think Mischke was probably the cream of the crop. Probably to me, as far as poignancy and emotion. So Tommy Mischke did a soliloquy. He sat there by himself with just a single light on, and he read a beautiful story about what his experience was like here, coming to the station at night, getting a good parking spot, coming into the building by himself. You know, this place is known to have ghosts. And Mischke shared that. I know Steve Simpson has seen them. Mark Fry this morning had some lights flickering that kind of freaked him out.
I'll say this about Tommy, and Tommy and Ann know each other not well. If you said to me last night, who was the most talented person in that building? Tommy Mischke for me.
100%.
Tommy Mischke is a remarkable broadcaster.
Yeah.
In so many different ways. Let's pause here.
Okay.
Because David and I both have to comment about you.
Okay.
Right?
And our listeners are the best.
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening now.
The kindness of so many people.
So many.
Was touching.
Touching.
Meanwhile, Dave was sending me disgusting texts during the event.
You want me to read the one you sent me?
Yeah.
Oh, you.
I don't want you to.
But listeners are listening to us now, they will know what we're talking about because so many of them were there. So they could come on and share their favorites,
too. That's great. Okay. More on the event. And by the way, Adam Carter, dead to us today. I think he's flying back from Iceland. So who's in today for Ask Adam Anything? Do you have any idea, Susie?
No.
Cheryl Carter, his mom.
I love it.
Cheryl Carter is in. Yes.
But they did do a nice job with the video from Iceland singing happy birthday to us.
Oh.
Did they play? No, I was gone.
He did right away text me and say, after he gave me crap this morning texting me, did they play my video?
They did.
Yeah.
So his crew from Holiday Vacations all was in a video, were in a video, and they sang Happy Birthday.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was sweet.
That's the crew
great.
Was good. Adam, off-key.
That's so good. I was going to go on last and advocate for his dismissal, you know, but then that got cut, you know. And then they was told it's just a matter of time. He can call in, right, Dave?
I mean, phones work.
Yeah, phones work.
It's the same time. No, it's 6 hours ahead.
After we're advocating for his dismissal.
Oh, I see.
And then if he wants to call in as a, you know, just as a caller.
Oh, I see. You let him be a caller.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Not often.
We'll screen him.
Yeah, not often.
Right.
Not often. 18 past 12. If you were at the event, you want to chime in, that'd be great. If you have a question about the event, that'd be great also. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line, 651-461-9226.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Cajun.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Jill.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Cajun.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Jill. It's time for Susie Jones.
She's here. Should we read some of the text here?
Sure.
How about this first one? Susie looked stunning.
Aww.
Susie looked stunning. Wow, that's very impressive.
Thank you.
I was at the celebration last night. Wonderful, well-produced, except for one thing. You all forgot all the good WCC has done for others over the many years. I'm a very long listener.
Aww.
You're always going to have people have differing views. What we
should have
did emphasize, didn't emphasize. I get that.
I believe we did talk about Union Gospel Mission and some of the other great
I thought so
charitable
too.
Moments in our career. But I'm not. I mean, it's fine.
They were mentioning a lot of the money last night. In fact, all of it went to the different charitable organizations that we've worked with for years.
Ever.
Years.
Yeah.
Mishki was great. So were you and Susie. Very kind. Liked the interview with Palenti. I thought Tim was outstanding as always.
Amazing.
He's just, by the way, we could use a lot more.
Yes, we could.
Tim Palenti's right now.
I thought you did a great job, too, with the interview to kind of really say, no, Dave, don't be mean. Come on, we're being honest here. No, to talk about
Dave was being honest.
No, the integrity of the country and standing up for what's right and but not partisan.
No.
It was just about being a good person and being honest.
And he's a Republican, doesn't shy from it, but there's a way to defend your positions without savage the others. And he was
great. Yeah.
Hi, I was there. Love the show. Wish the producers were introduced. Would have been fun to see them after listening to them on air. Not really.
They were asleep.
Not really.
Half of them weren't even there.
Yeah, a number
there
of them.
Dan Cook.
Yeah, hello, Dan Cook.
Dave Josephson.
He's probably in Tahiti.
Yeah, well, he went. I mean, the Adam and Jordana show went so far as to travel to Iceland and Croatia to avoid it. Wow. Did John Williams attend or did he freeze since Minnesota doesn't have one of the Great Lakes? That goes back to when John lamented that we didn't have a Great Lake. And by the way, we do have this thing called Lake Spear.
Yeah.
John is in the building the hallway right now. And I talked to him for 10 minutes before the show. So he's here. He's here today. Dave singing is worse than Mrs. Miller from the 60s. I have no idea who Mrs. Miller is from the 60s. And I think Dave singing is phenomenal.
Dave Harrigan singing?
Just the Susie Open. I think his singing is brilliant.
I think his heart is in it, and that makes all the difference.
What a backhand compliment that is.
Wow.
You know, that sex was really terrible, but I know you tried.
I know you tried.
I know
Good
you tried.
Job, you.
I'm going to give you some notes next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the segments was a news segment.
Mm-hmm.
News segment. And I'm going to remember the lineup here. I think it went Susan K. Jones, then it went Steve Murphy. Then it would Telly Mamiac, Laura Oakes, and Eric Eskel. By the way, best outfit of the night, Laura's skirt.
Oh, my gosh. She stole the show.
Phenomenal. It was sparkly,
yeah.
And then the boots worked and the shirt.
Unbelievable.
And she had a little more curl to the hair. She was
jazzy.
Just fantastic. It turned into the Susie Show, Dave. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
Yeah. And I said to Kathleen instantly as they walk out, I go, this is turning into the Susie Show. Just wait.
It took a minute to get there, but it got there.
It did. And again, I love you. It was great. But it was your show, Dave, right?
As I told Susie before this show started here, We got every Susie last night, and I loved it because we got bubbly, fun Susie as she was, you know, going around the room saying hi to everybody.
Oh yeah, you were. I mean, Nancy Nelson has that role for Chaness in Dinner Theater. You played that role for the station last
yes.
night. Every time I looked up, you were somewhere greeting somebody.
Yes, we got straight down the line, Susie, sometimes. We're okay. We got things to do.
Yeah.
And we got total scatterbrain Susie.
Yeah.
Which is our favorite Susie.
Yeah. That is it. That is it. When you started reading your file where you've been written up, including when you called for the death of the Pope.
I did not. I said, give him some morphine and let him go. It wasn't like a
excuse me?
Firing squad.
Dave Harrigan. Give him some morphine mm-hmm. and let him go. Is that any different from what I said? I mean, it's a peaceful way to go, but Susie wanted the Pope dead.
It's a different way to phrase it, but it's the same thing.
Same end result.
Yeah.
Well, it got me in trouble, suffice it to say.
Yeah. Then you also were really in trouble, and how can I phrase this?
Yeah,
because
be careful.
I really can't.
Yeah.
Twitter, she then offered up something that may be referred to as a body part in someone in a derogatory way. And also a
Gosh.
Criticism in England that is commonplace in England, but never is used here, Dave Harrigan.
No.
Is that fair?
That's very fair.
And so, again, I loved it. Okay, so you need to understand, none of me is criticizing you. Zero results. So before I started, you're hating. No, I thought it was fantastic, but I just knew you. Then I kidded you because we started Nancy Nelson.
Yeah.
Because she's the representative from Chaness and Dinner Theater. Then we played a video. Then
Minnesota Hospital.
No, I was out there with Jason before.
Oh, right.
Minnesota Hospital. Thanks. I obviously made a big impact.
Yeah.
And during Minnesota Hospital, you did not miss a line. Did not miss anything.
Nurse Helen.
Nurse Helen, you're literally pawing Dave Lee. I mean, repeatedly pawing him, tramping it up very well. And I walked up to you and said, I mean, you'll write your news copy and it's all over the place, but now when you're in front of a crowd, you did not miss a pause, did not miss a beat. You and Tim Russell were the star of that.
Oh, he is so
Because
funny.
Russell and his voices, you forget. How talented he is.
So talented.
On display. And you needed to see it and hear it. Now, regarding seeing it, Lindsay Peterson came in and did remind us. We will be putting out some videos from this event. Maybe not the whole thing. I'm sure there's some copyright situations. I'm serious. There probably is, right?
Okay.
But as we get maybe close to Christmas, you might see certain segments. You might see parts. I'm sure a lot of people videotaped it.
Mm.
It was a lot of work
oh.
by a lot of people, in particular Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And God knows I'll criticize brain wizards no matter where I work. But Brad and Lindsay and Jeff Gonsales and everybody involved really put together a fabulous event where people who've left us and worked at WCC Radio made an enormous impact. I think they would have been proud of last night's event.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. It was a wonderful night.
Is it over yet?
I think I'll...
Is it possible it's
I'll
still going
Chan
on?
And see if someone's
yeah,
still
call
telling
Chan
a story.
Call Chan and see if it's going on.
A lot of stories.
Yeah, really good stuff. Thank you.
Yes. We'll All see right. you in a half an hour
yeah,
for
absolutely,
news.
Absolutely, absolutely. Adam Carter, irrelevant to us. Cheryl Carter, Adam's mom, used to be a fixture on the show, right? I don't know. Has she shown her loyalty? Is she still loyal to this show or the Adam and Jordana show?
Well, she asked me when I spoke to her yesterday, what time is Adam on nowadays?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't even know.
I appreciate that. My first question, I'll just give you a preview. How quickly did you realize what a disappointment Adam would be for the entirety of your life? How soon was it after he was born? Did you realize this was not going to work out that way? I love the guy. I'm kidding. Cheryl's next. Let's go. She's back. We have not talked in way too long. Cheryl.
No, I thought maybe you had ditched me.
I would never ditch you, Cheryl. I would never ditch you. So, Cheryl,
oh my gosh.
If you have 30 minutes during the day to listen to WCCO Radio, it's a busy schedule for you. You only have 30 minutes available. Are you listening to that bozo son of yours with Jordana, or are you listening to this show?
I listen to your show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. January 31st, 1975. What happened?
Yep.
What happened that day? January 31st, 1975.
Well, we had an ice storm that day, and it was time for Adam to come into the world. And so the doctor was a little concerned. He thought maybe I should pitch a tent in the parking lot. But anyhow, we got there in time, and he was born.
By February 1st, were you already regretting the decision to have him?
He was a really good baby. And I was not regretting. And it was nice. My daughter Sarah was born first,
yes,
4 years before Adam. And so it was nice to have a boy. And the doctor, the minute he came out, the first thing the doctor said was, "Oh gosh, it's another hockey player for South St. Paul."
He knew right away.
Yeah.
He knew right away. How did you feel? It was about a decade ago when he was playing D-League hockey in South St. Paul, and his friends kicked him off the team, said he wasn't good enough anymore to play D-League hockey.
I never heard D-League hockey.
Yeah, yeah. That's your son.
Oh. Well, hockey was not his sport. I'll just say that much. He got in one varsity game.
Yep.
And it was when we played White Bear Lake. And White Bear Lake was the number one in the state. And here comes South St. Paul. We had a lot of injuries on the defense. So they pulled Adam up from JV because Adam was of good size. So now he's playing varsity.
Portly?
And, of course, that's when Bonin was on the team.
Brian Bonin, yeah. Hobie Baker winner. I mean, just absolute star.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was this chunky guy on defense. Was that the idea?
Yeah, so Adam is defense. They send him out on the ice, and it's a one-on-one. Against Adam. Oh, my God.
How'd that work out?
Not good.
Not good.
Brian, he just skated right around Adam. I mean, he just, he was a wonderful skater. And that was Adam's first and last experience with the JV. Yeah. But the good news was South St. Paul beat White Bear.
Oh!
And White Bear was number one in the state.
So Adam can say, in all sincerity, my one game playing varsity hockey, I beat a Hobie Baker winner and the best team in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty
he
good.
Can do that.
That's pretty. Now, he's told me many times, and I make fun of him often, how he would dress up in his football uniform and just play catch in the backyard by himself.
Oh, yeah.
Is this true?
That's absolutely true. He was very creative as a young kid. Well, he is still very creative.
Yes, that's true.
He had the whole Green Bay Packer outfit, the helmet and everything. And he took the picnic table benches, lined them up, and that's where the team was sitting. And he's out there running back and forth. Now, unbeknownst to him, of course, all the neighbors are looking out their windows watching him because he was so funny. Well, so then all of a sudden he grabs himself by the collar and kind of is like pulling at himself. And I thought, what the heck is he doing? So I go out there, I say, "Adam, what's going on?" And he said, "Oh, I just got kicked out of the game for swearing." Yeah, and this is a kid, he's out there playing
by himself. Good. Well, first of all, I love him, right? I'm kidding this.
I know that.
I love him. So I'm only doing this because he's brought. I mean, the two of us have so much fun together. Well, we know how Bluey works now. So that doesn't surprise me that he didn't swear. Now, was it your mom that he called, Nana?
Yes.
Okay.
My mother and Adam were very close. Adam was the last of her grandchildren, the youngest. And my father died when I was pregnant with Adam. And so she sold her house right away, and she couldn't get into her apartment, so she lived with us. And she had to share the nursery with Adam. And so they were they've always been very close. And Adam, you know Adam's sense of humor. He just loved to shock. He loves to shock people.
Yes, he
and
does.
And he especially loved to shock my mother.
Well, but okay, know. So that I love that dynamic. That is so great. And he speaks so kindly of her. But she also liked to shock him. Wasn't there like something where there was something on the roof? Or there was like something was done to scare Adam, and wasn't Nana a part of that?
Oh, that I don't remember. Yeah. I know the people, the Stalocks, lived across the street from us. You know, the goalie.
Alex Stalock, sure.
Alex, his family lived across the street, and dad would dress up at Halloween as a devil and hang on their roof. But it would scare the bejeebies out of the kids when they'd come up for trick-or-treating.
You can't do that anymore, can you, Cheryl?
Oh,
I mean,
oh.
I would love
Adam,
it.
Adam, my mother didn't drink. She was Norwegian. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But she told Adam if he graduated from college, she'd sit and have a beer with him. And he did. And she did.
Yes. No, there's some story. I think he's in a plane right now, or else I'd text him. There was like something... Where for sure Nana scared him. You know, and he was bragging about how much he loves her, and then he'd tell the story, and he was petrified about Nana scaring him. Okay, we got a couple food things that I like to ask a lot of people here, and then we're getting a lot of texts here. Keep the texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Ask Cheryl anything. We're gonna pause and get to a lot of your texts. Okay, where do you stand on mayonnaise, Cheryl?
Pardon me?
Where do you stand on mayonnaise? You like mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, mayonnaise. Yep.
I grew up with Miracle Whip.
Ugh, get rid of it. Just throw it all out. Throw every bit of it out. You'll be happier. What about ketchup? Where do you stand on ketchup?
Ketchup, not bad.
No, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I mean, throw that out. That's that. Deep dish pizza.
No.
Thank you.
Thin crust.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave, do you have any food questions?
I think we've covered the big three in the show, haven't we?
Yeah, the big three right there. Do you have a question for sure?
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate? That's always a good question.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Milk.
Oh.
Chocolate.
Jeez, Cheryl. What are you doing tonight? I may need to come over. We may need to chat.
We've got South St. Paul's playing football here tonight, as is the volleyball. They're in their conference playoffs. So.
Yeah.
When you mentioned earlier Adam playing football by himself in the backyard and the neighbors all watching, was that the adult neighbors or were the kids just watching too because they didn't want to come over?
Well, no, it was the neighbors. I mean, the neighbors still talk about it today, how, you know, they saw him out there playing football by himself all the time.
They wouldn't let their kids play with him because they knew he had a foul mouth.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and he was ejected himself for swearing. Yeah, I mean, if I was those neighbors, Cheryl, I would have kept my kids in the house also. I gotta be honest.
And then he'd play fireman, and he'd get Sarah's yellow rain slicker and a fireman's hat, and her yellow big boots, and he'd run around and put fires out.
Oh my God, this explains so much, Cheryl.
Yeah, that's his personality, isn't it?
Oh my, yes, it is. I mean, how much he plays dress up now is really none of my business, and I just don't want to go there. 47 past 12, Adam's mom, Cheryl, she's gold. She's with us right now. Send us a bunch of texts, 651-461-9226. All right, we have a few questions here about Adam, but I would encourage folks to ask questions directed at Cheryl also. And clearly we asked a lot of questions about Adam in the first segment, so I understand how we shaped some things there. But we want to talk more about Cheryl also. Let's get to some of these Adam questions, though. Adam's fabulous mom, Cheryl Carter, is here. What was Adam's favorite toy when he was a kid?
Microphone.
The microphone. He acts like he doesn't want to be in broadcasting, but he's love. He's a ham.
He loved the song. He would entertain us. At 2 years old, we had a fireplace, you know, that had a raised hearth. And he'd grab that microphone and start singing, "You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille." Put the microphone on the raised hearth.
Oh, do you have that video somewhere?
I know. You know, that was... We didn't have any videos back then. We didn't have cell phones. We had none of that.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's 80.
That would have been great, though, because he was very entertaining.
Yeah. Well, he still is. How long was Adam in diapers, and was he in diapers when he still was working at WCCO Radio?
I think he'd been there only a year when he got rid of the diapers.
He got rid of the diapers.
Pretty good.
That's fair. Did Adam have a favorite coach growing up? Anybody that comes to mind?
A favorite what?
Coach.
Coach? Well, he had, I'm trying to think. That's really pressing my memory because
that's a long time ago.
A long time ago. Randy Bjorklund was his football coach who now lives across the street from me. Football was, I would say, Adam's favorite sport, and baseball. He was very good at both baseball.
Yeah, he was both good. We're kidding him about hockey, but he was a good athlete in those sports. Okay.
Yeah.
What is a typical day like for Cheryl Carter?
Well, it's nice to be retired.
Yes.
I can get up whenever I want, so I get up, you know, that probably a little bit before 9.
Sure.
But I stay up late. Oh. And I can do whatever I want. That's the beauty of it.
Well, I know you have a lot of friends because when Adam and I were together, we used to call you and you're out and about and doing things. When you and your friends are hanging out, where do you like to go? What do you like to do?
Well, at this age, we're all getting a little gimpy because, you know, well, I have two new knees now, so I can really hit the dirt fast now.
Okay, how did that work out? Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize. Did that work out well? Most people I knew who have had that like that they replace their knees.
Well, I put it off way too long. And I did, it worked out really super. I had a great doctor, and it was done at Stillwater Hospital, and they couldn't have been better. And the healing, I mean, it was painless. I was just so surprised that it was so painless. I mean, the next morning I hopped out of bed and I was doing steps and
really,
and they were teaching me how to get in and out of cars. It was very well. But the thing with when you're having that kind of surgery, knee surgery, hip surgery, you got to be very compliant and do your exercises before the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And follow through with the exercises after surgery.
Okay, so. You mentioned, well, that's great. I mean, diligence and hard work, you clearly put that in because so many others have pain for a long time. So that's a credit to you. Okay, when you go out to eat, where do you like to go? What type of food do you like to have?
We go all over. We kind of like to go. It's terrible because we go so early. We go about 4. This is old people now. You go early because then you get a good table.
Yes.
And then you get home in time for the 6 o'clock news.
Hey, if it works for you, no. If it works for you, that's great.
Oh. But I certainly have watched a lot of sports in the last year, though.
Okay. Well, if you could pick one sport to watch or one team to watch, what would you watch?
I think probably the Vikings.
Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't fall under that family Packer spell?
Oh, gosh, no.
Thank you.
No, that's, you know... I was not a fan of Rodgers anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, so I stay away from the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, we have a minute left. You want to brag about your grandkids?
Yes, I have 5 wonderful grandkids and 2 bonus grandkids, and they're all great kids. They're finding their way, and of course, Adam's youngest is Signe, and her middle name is Lucille, and was named after my mother.
That's a beautiful
touch. My mother was Verna Lucille, and we've got Morgan graduating
this year, right?
My other 3 grandchildren have all graduated. I've got 1 grandson that's at St. Paul College becoming a mechanic. So he's going to keep all of our cars in tune.
That's great to have in your family.
Yes,
I'm jealous.
That's the truth. So, and I've got a granddaughter. My oldest grandchild is a girl, and she's out in L.A. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fabulous. Cheryl,
yeah.
I always enjoy when we
chat.
I
really
mean
missed
that.
You, Chad. I thought maybe you had talked me up as no longer your friend.
No. No chance. Let's get what's-his-face, and let's all go out and have dinner sometime.
I'd love to do that.
It'd be great. Cheryl, have a fabulous day. Good luck with that 3:30 dinner.
Okay, thanks.
See ya.
You have a good day, too.
Thank you. She is wonderful, and she's kind. Cheryl Carter with us. It is 12:58. Time for your Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get free installation labor. Would you like me to go to 50 now here? Is that the call?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Shaletta, off what happened last week in her Star Tribune column today, is saying we need cell phones in school. We've talked about that a lot before. For those rare instances, should kids have cell phones? Let's jump back in. CBS and Susie, coming up next here on CCO.